Mitch McConnell, aiding Ukraine number one priority for Republicans amid inflation, border crisis. By Sean Moran on December 20, 2022. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, said during a press conference on Tuesday that the number one priority for Republicans is to provide more aid to Ukraine. Providing assistance for Ukrainians to defeat the Russians is the number one priority for the United States right now, according to most Republicans. That's sort of how we see the challenges confronting the country at the moment, McConnell said during a press conference with Senate Republican leadership. The Kentucky Republican said he was proud that Republicans were able to achieve all of their priorities in the omnibus. McConnell made his claim about Ukraine aid as the $1.7 trillion omnibus bill includes $45 billion in military and economic aid for Ukraine. This is billions more than the $37 billion Biden requested in an omnibus spending bill. So far, Congress has already appropriated $66 billion for Ukraine, meaning that if this bill passes, Congress would appropriate $111 billion in aid to Ukraine. This increased foreign aid spending follows as America continues to reel from decades high inflation and a border crisis. A Morning Consult poll found that 48% of registered Republican voters want to decrease the provisioning of foreign aid. The survey also revealed that 48% of Republicans want to decrease involvement in other countries' affairs. A December Harvard Cap/Harris poll found that inflation, economy and jobs, and immigration were the top issues for Americans, not Ukraine. The omnibus bill is widely opposed by grassroots conservative organizations such as Heritage Action and House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA. McCarthy promised to block any Senate Republicans' bills if they vote for the omnibus. He wrote, "Agreed. Except no need to whip, when I'm Speaker, their bills will be dead on arrival in the House if this nearly $2 trillion monstrosity is allowed to move forward over our objections and the will of the American people." Heritage Action announced a key vote against the omnibus. Heritage Action Executive Director Jessica Anderson said in a statement on Tuesday, "Our country does not want more of the same Biden-Schumer-Pelosi agenda, and the American people made that clear at the ballot box this past November. The left knows their priorities are unpopular with the American people, so they are trying to pass this package in a lame duck Congress to force their agenda on the country for another year. This omnibus package represents the very worst of Washington. Backroom deals, $1.85 trillion dollar spending bills full of pet projects and partisan priorities, and an establishment more interested in their own power than the well-being of the American people. The GOP must stand united in their opposition to this bill. Any member who supports this bill will show the American people that they are unserious about their promises of curbing spending, securing the border, and standing up for our families and businesses." She added, "Conservatives urge all elected officials to vote no." Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran 3.